Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Avos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Avtalion Omer, Avtalion says, Chachamim hizaharu bedivreichem, Chachamim, be careful when you give your shiurim, be careful when you teach Talmidim, be careful with your words, because there are those who deny the Yesodos of Torah, and they look to misinterpret the words of the Chachamim. So be careful that you shouldn't say anything that could be misinterpreted. But what do you mean? My Talmidim, they're all Erlach. They would never misinterpret my words. Zakt the Mishnah, we have to be prepared. Shema sachuvu chayvas galus. You might someday become chayiv galus. Visiglu l'makayim. And you're going to have to go into galus to a place. Mayim harayim, literally evil waters. In other words, there are apikarsim over there who are going to teach out your words. They're going to misinterpret your teachings so that it supports what they want to say. V'yishtu ha-talmidim ha-boyim achreichem. And the talmidim who follow you there, they're going to drink from these bad waters, meaning words that were not interpreted properly, that may have been interpreted exactly the opposite of what you meant. V'yimusu. And they're going to pass away because of the chait of minus of apikorsis. V'nimsa shem shemayim eschalel. It would also be a terrible chilul Hashem, because these wrong opinions and misinterpretations of the words of Torah will be on the world. Now this actually happened, explains the Bat Hanura, to Antignus Ish Soichai. They had two Talmidim, Tzadik and Baisos. And when they said, like we mentioned when we learned this Mishnah, Al Tiu Ka'avodim HaMesham Shemeserav Al Manas L'Kabul Pras, don't serve Hashem to get a reward, they misunderstood it. They thought that their Rebbe is saying there's no reward for mitzvahs. And they said, what? A worker does work all day and works so hard, and in the evening he doesn't get paid? So they became apikarsim, and they started the movements of tzedoikim and baisusim. The Bat Hanura says, ad hayoim, because in his days there was still trouble from them. Actually, the Tosfos Yom Tov says that Antignus Ish Soichai did teach it properly. He said, when he explained it, of course there's schar, but you should try to do the mitzvahs not for the reward, but for the sake of Hashem. But those who repeated it in the name of their Rebbe to other Talmidim did not repeat it properly. The way they repeated it, it came out, there's no reward for mitzvahs, just do it.